welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. It is November 17, 2021. I tell you, it's time to press in. During the storms, you will indeed get a breakthrough. I'm here to encourage you. Psalm 57:1. Have mercy on me, God. Have mercy on me. As I take refuge, under the shadow of your wings until the disaster passes. I hear the Lord right now. Just take refuge until the disaster passes, until the storms will blow over, and they indeed will. It might not be globally, but you can walk in the eye of the storm. You can walk in the midst of it like Jesus did. Lord, we pray that you would open up the heavens over this prophetic word, over what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, in case you haven't heard my prophetic word for November, I keep repeating it because it's one of the more powerful words I believe I've released in a very long time. Episode 205 was the word. It was called The Watch of the Lord Return. So each week I'm teaching more on prayer. You know, Satan has overtaxed us in many areas. The elderly and the mature got taken out by the pandemic, leaving a huge, huge gap in our prayer covering. And so the Lord is releasing a new anointing to pray. We're in a transition between now and, well, the end of December, into January, actually. The Lord is releasing people to step up into the gap. You know, some of these people would pray through the night because, you know, they were just up. Others were retired. They prayed in the daytime. But we need to step up right now on special prayer assignments. The Lord is building a new house, and we want to step into what God has. So the watch of the Lord returns. So there is the Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand at my watch. I will station myself on the ramparts, and I will look to see what the Lord says to me. Now, I notice it says I will look to see. He's going to come in different ways. You're going to listen. You're going to look. You can watch. Wow, God's speaking in all different ways, and he's opening things up right now. He's raising up people to become prophetic watchers and intercessors, even if you're not called to be an intercessor. The Lord is restoring the watchman. This is the recap. This week, I want to talk about how to grow in the power and authority in prayer and make prayer fun. What? Yeah, that's an oxymoron for some. Prayer can be fun. You can have power and authority. Last week, I taught on some keys most people don't know about. The key of agreement, agreeing together, confessing your sins, and not, you know, falling under, you know, getting so discouraged if you're struggling, especially with addictions and stuff. Don't get discouraged. Keep confessing. Confess and pray with others is a key. Another one. So this week, I want to talk about how you can actually increase your ability to pray and intercede, even if you're not an intercessor. And prayer can indeed be fun. It doesn't have to be like going to the dentist chair each day. But maybe if you find prayer difficult or a drudgery, then you might need some coaching from me. Dr. Doug's in the house. Dr. Jesus is in the house. We're going to get you going, get you some tools to where you can step into this new thing. Now, first of all, let's set some groundwork, because things that change usually change beneath the surface. Once you turn the rudder, boy, you'll start going in a different direction. It might not be that quick, but if you want to do it, here's how you do it. First of all, know who God really is. 1 John 4:8 says that whoever doesn't love does not know God, because God is love. This is a powerful, powerful statement. You need to know that God is love, and he's not causing the bad things that's happening right now. The Lord is love. And there's so much crazy things about it. But I tell you, if you want to turn things around, first of all, I used to struggle with this. The Father is not harsh and angry. Jesus talks about it in Matthew 7:9-12. Jesus said, which of you, if your son asked for bread, you'd give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish, you'd give him a snake? He says, if you, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? He's a good, good God. Verse 12 goes on. He says, so in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. Therefore, this sums up the law of the prophets. He talks about the greatest commandment is love. And once you understand God's true character, that will impact and change your life. I used to see him as angry. I did. Because I had some things happen to me when I was a kid. You know, all kinds of stuff that damaged. My stepfather had been a very loving man. In fact, to this day, it is there. But I had some stuff happen with some other things. And my mom was loving to me. What I'm saying right now, it may be something happened to you that could have affected this. Or maybe it was just in your upbringing. Or, you know, maybe there could be, you know, something that got us tweaked out with understanding that God's a dictator. He's not a dictator. I found out later, the Lord, you know, every time something would happen, I would yell. I go for a prayer drive. It was more yelling match. Why are you doing this to me? And then one day it dawns on me. I think someone told me. They told me that it's not the Lord at all. That's not the Lord doing it. That's Satan. Satan's doing those things. God is love. Stop blaming him. That's when things turned around. John 8:44. For the devil, this or so powerful, there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is the father of lies. I had in my head somewhere, I had the father of lies and not the father of the Lord. And that would be a big one. We're talking about breaking through in prayer here is to correct some operating systems. Get a control, alt, delete on the fact that God loves you. And might need to do some inner healing, might want to go through some time, some sozo, Bethel sozo or whatever. DougAddison.com/healing-resources. We have some there. Also, prayer can be fun. Jesus taught on prayer. And, you know, we know the Lord's Prayer, and it is great. It's a great prayer to pray. I love it, you know. And I'm not being critical here when I say it. When I say that it needs to be, you know, not just prayed, you know, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be it. No, it's powerful. I love praying that prayer. But I believe the Lord's Prayer can be absolutely powerful. And it can be a training session for you. I'm going to do a little training session because you've never done this before. And it's powerful to pray in groups. But also, the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6:9-13. First of all, to make prayer fun and to have more authority and to learn to pray throughout your life, you can use the Lord's Prayer as an outline. And I've been doing this for a number of years. So in Matthew 6:9-13, I'm going to take the Lord's Prayer and I'm going to show you how. What I would start doing, actually, I'd go out on a prayer walk. That's how I started. I'd go out on a prayer walk or run, whatever. It's harder to run, but I'd go out on a prayer walk and use this. I'd have a little cheat sheet with each of these sections. Or when you're working out, you can do that. Or when you're doing different things. But you can make this fun. It's kind of like an outline. Let's go through it. So Jesus starts out. Now, this is how you should pray, he said. Because he said, teach us to pray. He said, well, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Now, spend time. First of all, there's your outline. Step one, spend time worshiping and hallowing his name. Worshiping, singing, praising, connecting with the Lord's heart. Doesn't have to be long. But when I first started this, someone told me I needed to do it, you know, like an hour or something. I just, whatever works for you. I could never pray an hour. I was just like his disciples. Jesus said, can you not tarry 1 hour? No, actually, I'm a turbo guy. So, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I praise you. So you spend some time. See, that's going to open up the heavens. And it's going to start getting you above what you're messing with you on earth right now. As you start to worship and praise, it brings you into alignment with heaven. So the next one, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then the next point, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So at this point, you want to invite the kingdom of heaven onto earth, specifically with you. You want to invite heaven into your life. Now, this is newer revelation that we've released over the past decade. I'm not sure when it started, but bringing heaven to earth, aligning to heaven, you know, there's no sickness in heaven. You know, in heaven, everything's perfect. So you want to align with heaven. There's no death or discouragement in heaven. So as you do this, you align with heaven when you begin. It's the same as faith. You know, calling things that are not as though they are. That's what I have to do all the time. And then sooner or later, you align. Your spirit begins to align. Your body begins to say, it takes time. But the second part of the prayer that Jesus taught, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I'd ask now, bring heaven onto earth right now and cause me to walk in your ways. Next, give us this day our daily bread. This is a powerful time that you can then start asking some requests. Lord, I thank you. We need some help right here. You know, they need a breakthrough with finances. We need a breakthrough with our car. We need some, you know, you can then, Lord, I pray for the salvation of this person. You don't have to go into the whole thing, because most of the time to use this as fun, you're doing something, you know, where you can do this in your house. I'd like to pace back and forth or do it. But then you start them. You know, bring in your request. But here's the cool thing that makes this fun and powerful, is you're not just starting out with your request like a lot of people, because by now you've already started this model. You started out by worshiping, hallowing his name. You started out by calling heaven down. Then you're starting in this place where you're asking. Your heart is softened. Your spirit's in agreement. And you can pray as long as you need to in any of these points. Next, Lord, forgive us our debts, or our trespasses, as we forgive our debtors. Next, that's a time to spend in repenting, asking the Lord, if there's anything in your life that needs to be corrected, anything that you need to ask forgiveness for with him or others. And this is not a condemnation time. This is not going, you know, against some kind of a judge and jury here, you know. You're not at the parole board. This is really just to pour your heart out each day. Cleanse, you don't have to go deep, you know, unless you want to, but the context of this prayer is praying in the Spirit, is worshiping, bringing heaven to earth, and then taking authority, because God has given you greater authority. The next one, as Jesus closes in this, and now, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Finally, Lord, we ask you to protect us. I ask you to strike to me now, Lord, that I can overcome the things that have overcome me. Father, I ask that you would now strike to me to walk in this day with victory. I mean, give me grace in Jesus' name. So now, that's the Lord's Prayer in an outline that can make things fun. Now you have freedom to customize this. You know, you don't have to pray it all, properly. At this point, I sometimes put on the armor, Ephesians 6:10 through 18. I put on the helmet of salvation. Lord, protect my mind. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. Protect my heart. I put on the belt of truth. Lord, protect and purify me with this, my sexuality and all the integrity. I put on the shoes of readiness to share the gospel of peace. Lord, help me walk in the ways of peace and help others. I take up the shield of faith, protecting me from the fiery darts of the enemy. And I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So I want to encourage you right now to walk close with the Lord. And I want to close with this. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always and pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray to activate this prophetic word. I pray that you would activate the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one. Then, you know, we could go on with the other parts that was, you know, Matthew had this part. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I just pray the Lord will open up prayer to you, the ability to pray in a greater way, in a deeper way. Pray in all circumstances, freedom to pray, freedom to make this fun. I actually learned that from Larry Lee years ago. I was one of the original. I had a dog tag with Larry Lee. You know, he's raising up a million intercessors back in the 80s. And I got that strategy from him, and it's been amazing what God's done in my life. I could never pray an hour. He was raising up people to pray for an hour. But it doesn't matter. You just pray how God wants to, how he leads you. And to pray with others that come into agreement as well. So, happy Thanksgiving and Giving Tuesday. We're moving towards Thanksgiving next week here in the United States. And we're thankful for all of our friends and partners of our ministry. And so, it's a time. Actually, we're moving into this time. And if you're looking for a way, there's a time called Giving Tuesday. And it's a time where you can actually give to Enlight Connection. If we've touched you in any way, we're reaching millions of people through the internet, sharing God's love, helping people discover their destiny, hearing the voice of God and discovering their destiny, reaching out through my online ministry, podcast, my blog, Spirit Connection. It's going out all over the world. So consider blessing us this time of year if we're a blessing to you. DougAddison.com/Giving Tuesday. Also, where there's a breakthrough prayer, the online training I'm doing this month, I do like a mini school. It's a 2-hour if I would come out to your church or something. I do these 2-hour sessions. But now you can get it right online. It's going to be live Saturday, November 20th, 10 a.m. And you can go to DougAddison.com/praying. It's praying with power, bringing heaven to earth, because the Lord told me we need to raise up intercessors right now. We need to raise up people all over the place to pray. I'm excited for what's happening, and I'm so thankful for you. And I know that this has been a strange time, but the Lord's saying to stand up. You will see your victory. All right, God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.